Hello and welcome to In Conversation With, a series of podcasts from Verint featuring chats and discussions with leading figures from the contact center, CX and customer engagement industry in the Asia Pacific region. During this series, we want to find out what customer service organizations are doing during these challenging times and try and discover what it is that drives the leaders in this space and what makes them tick. My name is Martin Riddle, and as well as being your host for the series, I'm also Verint's Vice President of Marketing for the region. For today's podcast, we're heading up to Hong Kong. It was one of the first places in the world to be affected by the COVID-19 crisis and set an early example of preventing the spread of the disease through strict lockdown restrictions. As the customer care leader for AXA in that region, our guest had to work within these restrictions to continue with the delivery of services, and now that their situation is easing, is able to look back and reflect on his experience. Raymond Law, Customer Care Management Director at AXA, welcome.
Hi.
Raymond, can we start today by getting an introduction to the range of customer services that you provide at AXA?
Thanks for your invitation, Marty. And it's my honor to share some with my experience on how AXA can react during the COVID-19 situation. To start with, in AXA, we are a leading global insurance company and we provide a wide range of insurance services, including lives and also wealth management insurance, individual health business, employee benefits, and also we also provide a wide range of services, including general insurance, ranging from travel, motor, personal accidents, and to home contact protection. In general, I mean, we are handling more than 19,000 calls per month and more than 20,000 email and also live chat services.
As I mentioned in the introduction, Hong Kong was one of the first places in the world to be impacted by the crisis. So you weren't really able to leverage the experience of others as you developed your plans. When did AXA become aware that the COVID-19 situation was going to have an impact on its customer services?
Well, I remember we are becoming aware just before our Chinese New Year holidays. Well, beforehand, we are just, you know, thinking of, you know, activating our BCP activation. But in case of really a COVID-19 outbreak, I guess at that moment, we may not be able to react quick enough, as, you know, the staff may require to do some quarantine, and then you are affecting our overall resources level to serve our customers.
And what was AXA's response to the emergence of the COVID situation? It's one thing having your BCP plans, but then actually realizing you needed to enact those plans and put things into action. How did you actually respond?
At that moment, I remember, I mean, our action is really quick and prompt. Well, we actually conduct a few urgent meeting during our Chinese New Year holidays. I remember on the second day of our Chinese New Year holidays, we engaged our IT team colleagues, our operation teams, and even our senior management to discuss, you know, whether we can do some plan for work from home. I said, you know, we'd be quite lucky at that moment. We got a really strong team with good collaboration. With our senior management support, we tried out something we never tried before. Within 2 days, our IT team has got more than 250 staff to set up all the VPN. Okay, we also tried to getting our vendor during the holidays time to stock up some of our unlimited data and also unlimited airtime SIM card within 1 day. Okay, and also our operations team has conducted a feasibility testing. And then with the respective UAT within a week times, so that right after, you know, we start our services after 1 week of the Chinese New Year holiday, we can mobilize around 200 our customer service staff to do the work from home as a business continuity to respond to the COVID-19 situation.
200 staff, wow. And is that just within Hong Kong or across the region?
Basically, they are all in Hong Kong.
And how did you see the level of calls? You're obviously an insurance provider. Did you find the level of calls was increasing during the situation?
Well, at that moment, depends on which business line. You know, some of those, you know, like employee benefit, you know, there will be, because the majority of the company is still not, you know, really operate yet. But some of the business line like insurance, like general insurance, say, for example, like travel. Because, you know, if you recall at that moment, like February time, the majority, you know, of the there will be some travel ban. And also majority of customers, they are actually trying to change the travel plan and also even some of the cancellations. So there's a big influx of our call volume to our insurance, general insurance hotline at that moment, yeah.
And with everyone, all your 200 or so staff all of a sudden working remotely, how did you go about, as a leader, making sure that some of the softer interactions still continued? You know, when everyone's working in an office or working in a contact center, there's a certain degree of social interaction. People are having a chat. People are moving to, you know, have coffee breaks or tea breaks. How did you make sure that some of that interaction still continued when everyone was working from home?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's quite a big challenge to us. But we basically, you know, have, you know, all our staff, you know, log in to our, core management system, while all our managers and also supervisors can, you know, view all their, the activities online. Well, beforehand, we basically pre-schedule all our staff, you know, with defined lunch breaks and also afternoon breaks. Well, all our staff had to adhere really tightly, stick with their schedules, you know, in order to make it success. In case of any escalation, I think this is something quite challenging because, you know, sometimes like the staff, you know, previously, you know, whenever they are in the office, they may, you know, get used to, you know, getting all their managers' helps, you know, face to face. But in reality, during that situation, they may, you know, getting the Skype as a kind of escalation, and then our managers, you know, may get help, you know, via the Skype as well. So we actually during that moment, we actually learned quite a lot on how to, you know, manage our staff, you know, in an offsite mode. So actually, this is a really good opportunities for us, you know, to move our call center to the next level.
And how about some of the fun interactions? You know, people like to have fun. How did you manage some of that kind of activity during during the remote working?
Well, I think it's hard, but we still, you know, getting our staff, you know, getting, standard briefings, that kind of stuff, you know, we can use, you know, via our, Skype for Business, that kind of tools. But I think if you're going into, the really socializing things, you know, to be honest, we are quite lacking off in reality because, you know, it's hard because, you know, we can't do any face-to-face or so. But I think one thing I have given our managers, you know, a kind of tips is, you know, we still have to do a kind of one-to-one, doing the COVID-19 situation. Because, you know, we basically have a one-to-one kind of, you know, coaching exercise in a monthly basis. But, you know, still in this situation, I think this is something we can understand, you know, how well our staff, you know, work and work from home or so. And this is something, getting the major feedback from how the staff react to these changes of mode of work. So whenever we gather all those information, actually it's good for us because, you know, we do understand, you know, our staff in general, they are really happy on a company has getting this kind of arrangement because in AXA, we are one of a few, very few one in the call center that can be, you know, 100% mobilized to work from home for the call center in Hong Kong. And then I'm sure with all the feedback we gather, I think, you know, the staff actually is proud of us, you know, to having this arrangement for them.
And what impact do you think that had on your staff? How did the staff find that new way of working?
Well, to be honest, at the very beginning, we are also need some time to get used to it. Well, we do have some staff, you know, they can't access the Wi-Fi, they have no landline or cell phone at home. Some of those, you know, they got some difficulties, you know, then getting, you know, one monitor and then, you know, sometimes like, they got so many informations, they have to have a dual monitor arrangement to view all the information that they can do it in the office. But with all those feedback we gather, we actually, you know, try to stock up all those unlimited, you know, SIM card, as I mentioned before. And also, we also are arranging some monitor delivery to their home to make them, you know, just work like work in the office. And then this kind of things, you know, although there's some hiccups there, but within our kind of, you know, 2 weeks times, basically, the staff start to get used to it. And then by now, so far, you know, past a few months already. And then at this moment, we still find it really useful. And then they love to do the way like this.
You mentioned a few months there, and I'm, as I mentioned in my introduction, thankfully Hong Kong appears to be coming out the other side of it and is hopefully, fingers crossed, through the worst of it. Any lessons learned along the way? Anything that you would do differently with hindsight?
I think from the hindsight, we are basically, I think, as I mentioned, before the Chinese New Year, we have our BCP plan, okay, from which, you know, we are basically planning to have, a split site arrangement deal. And then we are quite focusing because, you know, we are foreseeing the COVID-19 is coming. And then we are arranging, Team A will be in the normal office. Team B will be in our BCP site. And then we waste a lot of energy, to have this kind of planning or so before. But if we can, doing backwards, design it to do something new, just like at this moment, then we actually can, plan a bit better in future. But if you are talking about anything new that we learn, I think to us, the work from home arrangement may be the new norm of mode of work in future for the call center. Because to be honest, there's quite a lot of benefits. By now we can have, the Hong Kong rental cost and the premises cost is really high, right? And then by now, if we think that, the work from home work is work, then I think the next what we can do is, we can make it work from home is a norm, maybe for future of more of work for the call center as well.
So that's interesting. So even with the restrictions now easing somewhat in Hong Kong, you and your team are still maintaining or continuing a certain element of the work from home, even though the office is available?
Yeah, we do. We are planning to whether we can in the longer run, whether we can working 20% of our staff work from home. And then, strictly speaking, you are saving 20% of our workspace, for the company as well. And then we can do a kind of rotation. And in a return, I think, if the staff, can do a kind of work from home, it is a kind of retention to the team as well. Because, in Hong Kong, we got quite a high turnover rate in the call center environment as well. But, we are one of the few that we can do the kind of work from home. And then in reality, we can make us outcompete to get more talent because, we are actually offering more flexible types of work for the staff. So I think in general, we can, make us, in a better position in recruiting new talent as well.
Yeah, that's great. That makes a lot of sense. You also mentioned in the lessons learned that despite you guys having a great BCP process and a great plan, when it came to reality, perhaps the plan didn't necessarily cater for all eventualities. Do you think that's probably going to make some changes to the way that people divide their BCP plans in the future? Do you think there's a whole new process going to go into BCP planning?
Yes, that's it. I think with these times, we deploy our staff work from home. To be honest, I think right after we proven our concept, not really a concept, but now it's practically work, for work from home. I think what maybe the next is, our BCP plan in future, we may change as well. Because I think in reality, if we can have a kind of, a backup work from home as a kind of BCP, okay? In fact, we can even, cut one of our BCP site in case, some critical things is coming. And then, we can mobilize our staff to work from home as a alternative BCP instead.
So Raymond, you've got a number of years of leadership experience in this environment in the contact center industry. I'm just wondering what the last few months have meant for you as a leader, what impact it's had on you.
I think to me, don't be afraid of trying something new is what I learned from this situation. Everyone is talking about transformation, jumping out of your comfort zone and then adapt a new mode of work, that kind of stuff. But I think, to be honest, this time it's really proven that, if we try something new, it's to make way to make you grow and also your company grow.
And how about on a personal level? Has the last few months had a big impact on you personally? Are there things in your life that have changed you didn't think would happen?
Wow. I think, to be honest, you know, with everyone, you know, facing this kind of lockdown, I think, you know, it's hard because, you know, you can't do any socializing, social activity with your friends or so. I think during this period of time, I think what I actually doing more is try to contact more with my friends, my families, because I think everyone actually is really nervous, worried about the situation. But if you keep engaging everyone, you know, talk more with them, actually in reality, you know, return, you are actually giving them support, and then they will also support you in this difficult situation. So I think this is something, you know, for us, you know, or for me personally, is a really big learning, because, you know, I have to care of what your friends or families, during this period of time.
Yeah, that's some great insights. I think it certainly has helped many of us realize what is important in life, and those friendships and relationships are certainly top of the list for most people. We started getting a bit into what makes Raymond tick, and a bit about your individuality. Let's see if we can find out a little bit more. You said that you found it sometimes quite hard being locked down and locked away in your home. Was there a piece of music that kept you sane during this last couple of months?
Well, to be honest, I always have two stress balls on my desk. You know, sometimes I'm stuck in the middle. I will, you know, try to play with these two stress balls all the time, try to brainstorm. And then even if I can't, some way out of my work, I will take a coffee, you know, take myself refresh. If in case sometimes, you know, I really don't want to, you know, shut down, don't think about the business, then possibly I will read some books. Okay. My favorite some books will be the travel one, because, you know, I like travel very much, but especially by now we can't do any travel. I like to explore some places that I never traveled before. But during this period of time, you know, I require a lot of things. And then right after the COVID-19 situation settled, I'm sure I have quite a lot of travel plans.
So no music, no great music, but a lot of travel books. And I think some escapism has probably been very useful in the last little while. Raymond Law, Customer Care Management Director at AXA. It's been great chatting with you today. Thank you for joining us on the Verint Podcast. I wish you, your family, your colleagues at AXA all the very best for a safe and happy future. And thanks again.
Thank you, Martin. Thank you very much.